Welcome to Believers Academy. I'm George Pearson, Senior Pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church. We've assembled 10 of the best teachings from the first volume of our 50 Days of Prosperity. Our first lesson is called, God Wants Us to Prosper. I believe today's lesson will build a strong foundation for prosperity. And you'll see prosperity from God's perspective. Does God get glory from your poverty? The answer is no. And I'll share with you God's desires when it comes to supplying your needs. Now, I've put together study notes of all 50 lessons for you. Even though we're only highlighting 10 lessons, they're all good. The notes are located right below this video. Also, there are other study aids available, including a review. You can test yourself on the material being presented. You can pause the teaching to look up scripture at any time during this presentation. You can make notes, even rewind to catch every point that's made. After all, this study is for your benefit. We don't want you to miss any of it. So, okay, are you ready? Listen up as we go straight to the video. It's time to discover that God wants us to prosper. I'm Pastor George Pearson, your host for the next 2 weeks. Praise God, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have asked me to do this broadcast. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are my spiritual parents as well as my mother and father-in-law, and what an amazing mother and father-in-law they are. I am the husband of Terry Copeland Pearsons. I am the father of Jeremy Pearsons and Aubrey Oaks. And I am now the very extremely honored and thrilled grandfather of Eiley Lynn Oaks and Justice James Pearsons. I have just been blessed with my family. Cody Oaks, Aubrey's husband, is Billy Brim's grandson. And then Sarah Pearsons, Jeremy's wife, is just a blessing to us. So I'm just surrounded by awesome family. We do have an awesome family. This is an awesome family. And so it's great to be with you on this broadcast. The Lord has something for us over these 2 weeks that I am both excited about, but also there is a real sense of purpose, mandate, and assignment that the Lord has given us together in this. And so what I'd like to do is begin by praying. And then I'm going to let you know exactly what the Lord is going to be doing with us over these next 2 weeks. And I know that you're going to be excited about it. I know that it's going to change you. As this has been changing us here, I believe it's going to change you as well. So let's go before the Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray together. We believe together for the unction of the Holy Spirit, for me to be able to speak this out, but also the ability for those watching and listening to be able to hear with ears, anointed ears, and that these words that you have for us, Father, they will absolutely change the way we think. They will change the way we operate here on this earth. And so, Lord, we honor you for this. We thank you for it. And thank you for this time that you've given us on this broadcast. Let it change our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. About a couple of months ago, as I was praying over the church here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries and just praying about the messages that I was to teach, the Lord gave me a word, a very, very strong word. And I don't think that He's ever really talked to me in this way before. It's a word that is so powerful, it just shook me from the inside out. And what he told me, now this is, this was back in September 2010, and the Lord said to me, I want you to call September Prosperity Month. I want you to call September Prosperity Month. And then he began to list out some things to me, which I'll share with you in just a moment, about what he wanted me to say to the congregation here at EMIC and then also to our staff here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, that we were to, in this economic time that we live in, that we were to press into Him where prosperity was concerned. But this was very interesting. the way he was saying it to me was more of a demand and a command. He said, I want you to call September Prosperity Month. And so he just began to list out some things as if I were just standing there with a clipboard and the Lord was giving me this information to write down. He said, as much as I want my people to be healed, I want them to prosper. As much as I want my people to walk in freedom from care and worry and anxiety, I want them to prosper. And he said this in line of financial prosperity, walking in the financial realm. He said, I want them to thrive and not just survive. I want them to flourish and I don't want them to fail. He said, I want them to walk in supernatural provision. I want them to experience supernatural debt cancellation in their lives. He told me also, he said, let them know they are not subject to the times. We are not subject to these times. These times are subject to us. They are subject to the Word of God that we speak, the authority of the believer, the blood of Jesus that we plead. The times are subject to us, and we are not subject to them. And so all during that month of September, and you can go to emic.org and look up September, and all of the messages on there are on financial prosperity. And he said the purpose of it was to build their faith, to get them over into a place of their thinking, to renew their mind and refresh their minds in these areas of prosperity, financial prosperity, and to enlarge their capacity to receive from me, to stand under an open window of heaven as the tither should, and to have the sower having their seed multiplied and give, and it's being given back to them, and for them to experience that. And so we did that all throughout the month of September, but it didn't end at the end of September. That was just the jump start. That was just the pump that we needed in order to have us continue on, even in the midst of the economic times that we are in. We are of a different kingdom. We are not of this Babylonian system. We may be in this world. We are not of it. And the kingdom of God's system is not based upon what the stock market is doing up or down or all around. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so you and I can walk in a place of financial stability and strength in our lives, especially at this time. Well, all that to say, when it came my turn to do this broadcast, I didn't have to pray about it, but just a second or two when the Lord said to me, okay, I've got instruction for you. And so I said, yes, sir. And this is what he told me. He said, you're going to be on that broadcast for 10 days. He said, I want you to call this 10 days of prosperity. 10 days of prosperity. And so that's what you and I are going to do. We are going to walk through this together. Each day is going to be a different topic about the subject of prosperity, about financial prosperity, to begin to build that on the inside of you. And if you'll stick with this and stay with this for this full 10-day period, you, as you immerse yourself in the Word of God, it will wash away the doubt and the unbelief that may be in there, and the care and the worry and the anxiety about your financial situation, and it will bring you on over into a realm that you've never experienced before. And we're experiencing that right here. We're experiencing it in the church. We're experiencing it in the ministry. We are experiencing the supernatural multiplication and the provision of Almighty God. And so the Lord said this to me to tell you, as we get into the Word of God in this today, He told me to tell you, He said, okay, let's get with the program. Let's get with the program. Can you sense the intensity that He's speaking to me about it? Because that same intensity is coming up to you. I mean, I'm pretty mild when it comes to being a pastor, but boy, I'll tell you, when it comes to obeying the Lord, when there is a strong mandate from heaven, well, we obey it and we walk in it. So the first thing that we're going to do today that we're going to be talking about is what the Lord said to me, I want my people to prosper. And so we see, and if you look at 3 John 2, and we're going to look at several scriptures here in this, all we're going to do is establish today the fact that God wants you to prosper. And we have to arrive at that because faith begins where the will of God is known. You have got to know, and you must be fully persuaded that beyond a shadow of a doubt, it is the will of God for you and your family to prosper. It doesn't matter what the times are like. It is the will of God that you prosper. And if you are a faithful sower and you are a faithful tither, you are positioned for harvest. And that the Lord is desiring, He's compelling us to know as much as He wants you to be healed, as much as He wants you to be delivered, He wants you to walk financially free. He wants you free from the spirit of poverty. And so let's look at a couple of scriptures just establishing this today. It's God's desire. There is a covenant determination about Him right now about this. I want my people to prosper. Now listen to this. He's saying this to me right now. I need my people to prosper. Now think about that. I need my people to prosper. Why is that? Because there is a short time left until Jesus comes, and we have a job to get done. And you know what? It's going to take finances to do it. He needs you to prosper. Why is that? Because prosperity is a sign. It is a symbol of the covenant. It's the symbol of the covenant that God has with us on this earth. And He wants you to be a symbol of that covenant. And so let's take a look at a couple of scriptures. This first one here, 3 John 2, and I know that you're familiar with these, but do not allow the familiarity of this to steal the fresh revelation that God has for you. Let this be alive. Let these scriptures speak to you in a new way. And don't inoculate yourself against the truth, the new truth that God wants to bring to you through this scripture. So what I'm doing here, I'm just giving you God's attitude. This is His attitude about, I need you to prosper. I want you to prosper. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. The elder John, who is hearing from the Lord, the elder John who was on the Isle of Patmos with Jesus, is saying, I wish, I pray, I determine above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So we see here, that's the will of God for us. And that is the determination that God has in us that you and I walk in this prosperity. Let's look at another scripture in Psalm 35. And write these scriptures down. Psalm 35, or you can go online, kcm.org, look at the sweet spot that's up there. All of the notes that I'm teaching from are online for you. Pastors, if you want to take these notes and have a prosperity month at your church, all of these notes are typed and lined out. And of course, we don't have time to get into every scripture that are on there, but these are notes that I've used in church during that month of September that we just continually pounded the congregation lovingly to get this word down on the inside of them. And for those of you just studying the word, make yourself available to those notes. So just go to kcm.org, click on the sweet spots where it says Pastor George's notes, and you can get those, all of these scriptures. Psalm 35, 27. This is God's attitude about your prosperity. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. The Lord takes pleasure in your prosperity. He wants you financially free. He wants you financially delivered. He wants you debt-free. He wants you experiencing the above and beyond. He wants you blessed coming in, and He wants you blessed going out. He wants you breaking through. He wants us to break through the limitations that have been on us and break through the chokehold and break through the anxiety that so many have been experiencing. And it's out there. There was a new record set just a few weeks ago on the number of foreclosures. And when I hear that on the news, I think about all of the people. Those are not just houses that are being taken back by the bank. Those are families being displaced. Those are families losing their homes. And you may be one of those that is on the brink right now of foreclosure in your home. Father, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, it is your will for them to prosper. It is your will for them to take pleasure in their prosperity. And Father, I pray specifically right now for those that are under such financial pressure that it is just bearing down. And I say you're free in the name of Jesus. Listen to what God is saying to you. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. You need to say that all the time. The Lord has pleasure in my prosperity. The Lord has pleasure in my financial prosperity, in the prosperity of my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. The Lord takes pleasure in it, and it is the will of God for you to prosper. That's His attitude. Faith stops at the question mark, and we are erasing the question mark, and we are replacing it with an exclamation point that proves that God wants you to prosper in these times and in this economy. Let's look at another one. Turn to Deuteronomy. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 8. In Deuteronomy 8, 18. And in Deuteronomy 8, 18, once again, the Lord is giving us His attitude. It says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you the power or the force or the capacity or the means or the ability or the path to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore unto thy fathers as it is in this day. You see, in the Scripture, it's plainly telling us it is He that gives you the power to get wealth. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Proverbs 10, 22. And the Lord gives you the power, the ability, the strength. And we'll get into that as we go on in these broadcasts over these next 10 days. But the Lord gives you the power that you may get wealth. Why? In order for Him, first of all, to establish His covenant on the earth, it takes finances to be on television. It takes finances, pastors, for you to operate your churches and to do what God has called you to do. It takes finances for all of us to do what we do in our households. And God has a covenant with us through the blood of Jesus. And one of the covenant benefits included in that is the power for you to get wealth so that God may establish His covenant with you. With you. He is proving out His covenant. A covenant is an unbreakable agreement between two, and God has a covenant with you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, let's look at that. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Once again, all we're doing today is we are proving out that God wants you to prosper. He wants us to prosper. And we've got to clear this first thing today. We've got to clear it first thing today as we launch out. This is day one of 10 days of prosperity. And going into it, you've got to know without a shadow of a doubt, it is the will of God for you to prosper. And this one in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards Him. Now, when it's saying perfect, it's not meaning perfect in the sense that we have to be perfect. What that word perfect means there is that our hearts need to be hungry for Him, desires for Him. Are you hungry for God? I am. Are you hungry for His presence? I am. Are you passionate for Him? I am. Well, that positions you for the eyes of the Lord to search for you. And it says, the eyes of the Lord scan the earth, looking for those that He might show Himself strong to. The word strong translated from the Hebrew is the word wealth. He is looking for somebody who is open to believe him for the wealth of this world. Are you willing to believe him? Are you willing to be the one that says, Lord, look no further. Here am I. Show me that wealth. Well, we're not going to be getting into this through this week, but I'll just throw this in here. It is important how we conduct ourselves with our finances. Paul wrote Timothy and he talked to him about the attitude that rich people should have. And so we walk in love. We walk in a place of generosity. My motivation for accumulation is distribution. Write that down. My motivation for accumulation is distribution. Whenever Terry and I have finances that come into our home, we rejoice. Why? Because we get to tithe. We get to tithe 10% of what's coming into our home. We rejoice because we get to sow seed. And that's the attitude that we have. And that's the kind of attitude that God can use. We are criticized for the prosperity message simply because people think that we use it for selfish reasons and for self-gain and covetousness. And we have to straighten that out from the very start. We do not do it for that purpose. We are believing God so that we can be a blessing to others. And so the Lord wants to show himself strong to you. Now, let me show you another scripture in Philippians 4:19. It says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Amplified Bible says, my God will liberally supply. He will liberally supply and fill to the full, to the overflowing point, your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Prosperity. What is it? The definition that we use is true prosperity is the ability to use God's power to meet the needs of mankind, spirit, soul, body, financially, and in every realm. And God wants to prosper you and I so that we can be a blessing and that we can help others, so that we can pay mortgages for others and we can help people relieve the pressure, the financial pressure that's been upon them. I want to pray with you right now. I'm stirred. Can you tell? I may be over the top. Terry might be saying, George, you're shouting to them. I'm just excited about what God is going to do with us in these next 10 days, 10 days of prosperity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray together. I pray over this congregation that's watching right now. No matter what situation they are in, Father, I pray for them. And I pray that your financial prosperity explode in their lives, explode in their households. I am calling every bill paid. I am calling every need met. And I'm speaking to debt right now. In the name of Jesus, debt be removed and be cast into the sea. And Lord, I thank you that you are fully supplying every need that they have according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, filling to the full and liberally supplying. Father, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That concludes our first lesson. I know you've enjoyed this study. We've learned some things about God's attitude about prosperity. He wants you to prosper. Now, don't forget to check out the downloads. They're for your use. And be sure and join us for the next lesson of the best of 50 days of prosperity. You won't want to miss learning these vital principles from the Word of God. Next time, we'll discuss our relationship to money. Let me ask you this. Is money serving you? Or are you serving money? Until then, this is Pastor George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.